systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Well, today is Friday, August 5th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And I'm fucking Danny.
Fucking Danny, and
I'm the sober one in the room.
Hey, Robbie. I am sober as well.
All right, Matt, Danny, Robbie,
yes.
we here? We good?
Hey,
good?
I'm here.
This is episode 521, believe it or not.
So many numbers.
Your choice. Three digits. The Friday night show. This is the first day of my vacation, because next week, what's happening?
Fucking live show shit.
Fucking live show shit.
Yeah.
This will be the third year of... we should just put that on the flyer, which I have right here. Compliments of Mistress Bunny. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that shit.
Nice.
That's right.
Luke,
I took that drawing our friend Luke made and totally ripped it off. And now she's coloring
it because it
we
looks
should
fun.
Have made it paint by number. That would have been
dude,
cool.
Okay, when I'm done with this, you can make copies
ones.
And make it paint by number because it
really?
Would be that cool.
Send them back to Mistress Buddy and be like, yeah, we're going to need these in color.
Hey, it's getting cool. Okay?
It is getting cool.
It's getting cool.
So that's going to be Saturday, August 13th.
Are you guys going to be sober for the show or is it going to be like sloshy
well,
show?
Well, it depends if
every
my
show
heroin
I tend to drink,
oh.
So.
Okay.
He was talking to you, yeah.
Whatever.
I'll hold it up. It's going to be at the old Anna's, which is cool because that's where we've been the first 2 years. It's only proper that we sabotage their move into the new building just so that we could selfishly do our show at the home plate. Very
not
exciting.
Very nice, but whatever.
Hey, you can go after. Sorry.
At least we're in a place where we're comfortable and we know.
That's
we
right.
Know it. You know.
We know good. It. And
surrounded
you
by
know
cardboard
it.
Boxes and shit.
If you want to see the first one, thejamhole.com/250. And, of course, last year's, the second one was thejamhole.com/404. This one, I haven't made it yet, but we did the math, and it's going to be thejamhole.com/525. Huh? How about that?
Fucking A.
That's why there was no show Wednesday.
Yay.
Sometimes you just got to force Mother Nature like to make a pattern where there may not be one.
You're an idiot.
Very exciting, though. 3 years in a row. Can you imagine?
I can.
That we've...
I've been here.
...completely lowered our standard of living.
3 years.
So that we can afford...
Fucking A.
You've amazing. Been here for like a year and a half.
What? No. It's been 3 years. Dude.
You haven't been here for the whole 3 years of the show.
I've been here for...
You came
this
in...
This is the third live annual thing I'm doing, so...
You did last one.
And the one before that.
You did, didn't you? Since
yeah.
We started doing this. We're like, there is no fucking way that just me and Brayden can get on stage and a bunch of a friend.
Brayden was out of
without.
It.
He was there, though.
Yeah, he was a guest.
Well, right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, we needed a girl.
That was 250, all right?
For everyone to be there.
Brayden dropped out right before 200.
Okay.
It's true. I don't think without Vijay, people would watch.
It's just not as engaging.
It's true.
Okay. So, very exciting. Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to go cabin camping, of course. If you want to go get a hold of us, email info@thejamhole.com. There's maybe two spots left for the cabin camping.
Yeah, if debauchery is your thing, these are your people here.
I've warned you, but I'm just saying there's no electricity, no cell service.
So they have an excuse to, like, feel around.
Basically, stretch your legs and run naked in the woods with us.
Yeah.
I have to do it once a year. It's like a werewolf thing. Usually around the time True Blood starts playing again. I'm like, ah, gotta go run. Hey, honey, you want to go run tonight? It's going to be a full moon. Where's the pack?
Oh, it's once a year I have to reassert my womanhood and wear a dress.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Got to remind every... Thing. Usually towards the end of that, everyone starts just... You got to remind them.
Yeah,
for
like,
I thought you were going to say reassert your womanhood. and have a period. But
I'm going to start taking my hormone-filled birth control, and I'm going to wait a week, and I'm going to have a fucking period.
I'm doing that now, so he's kind of on the right track there.
There you go.
Which reminds me, we could totally do another period blood painting.
Very exciting.
It'd have to be tonight.
I appreciate it. Out.
That'd be like the last one, man.
You're bringing that.
So
the last one before what? The sacrifice
before
of ovary
number
two?
Before I go pay the other $30 so I can never do this again? I realize how much annoying.
Like, can you just pull this tooth while you're in there? I mean, like while I'm under, not while you're in there. It's not where the tooth is, but you know what I mean.
So, to those listening at home, apparently they can't let you keep a tooth for fear of it becoming a hazardous waste that kills all of humanity.
Yeah, didn't we talk about that when she was
no,
like?
No, we didn't talk about it on the show. We talked about it after the show.
Like, why can't we just put it in a Ziploc bag and make it all hunky-dory?
Because
right?
It's a biohazard. It's the same reason why they can't give you the syringe that they stuck in your arm for a flu shot.
But it's Ziploc,
dude,
not even
Robbie,
the container.
Listen, because a Ziploc bag can be opened and the tooth can be pulled out and, like,
you just
dropped in food.
Won't.
They don't want you going to Wendy's and dropping teeth in the fucking chili and then being like, I'm suing for $1 million.
This is America, though.
Check this out. Listen. If you get a tooth pulled, like a wisdom tooth that hasn't even come out of your gums yet or whatever, and it's still in there, and they surgically remove it, and if it hasn't cracked, if it has nothing wrong with it, they will let you keep that tooth. But if they deem it
too yellow,
biohazardous, they won't let you keep it. And if you have it removed for a reason, say it's infected or it's broken or it's cavity ridden or whatever,
because
they will not let you keep that because something can happen. I don't know what you can grow something weird and.
I'll bet,
probably
though, that it's left at the doctor's discretion. So if he just didn't like the way it looked, if he just felt like
Justin
being grumpy, he'd be like, yeah, no.
Justin Fan Light Brown says, I've taken my wisdom tooth home before. I also had a placenta in my freezer for several years.
Colorful.
My sister's kid's placenta is still in her freezer.
That's fucking disgusting.
People
too.
Share them like trading cards.
You can use them for shampoo because
I'll
that's what
you,
they all use them for.
I'll see you this placenta and raise you this umbilical
they
cord
it's like plant
with
parmesan.
My baby attached to it.
They say it's really good to eat the placenta for the mother or use it for your hair. It's supposed to be really good for your hair. That's
use it
why
like
if
shampoo?
You, if you go to any like Walmart and look at the herbal natural all natural fucking shampoo stuff, it will have some kind of animal placenta in it.
That's
and it's
lovely.
Super expensive stuff. It's the organic
shit. I rub
shit.
It on my face. I used to jerk off with that shit
because
it smelled like a girl.
For some reason, it's like putting eggs in your
is
hair.
Is that weird?
It's like putting eggs in your hair. It's like that. Like
putting what?
Eggs.
Oh, I thought
egg
you
whites,
said age.
Eggs. It's right. Really good for your
that
hair.
That makes more sense.
Egg whites, really good for your hair, and so is placenta.
You know what else is?
And eating placenta is really good for you, too, and I think it's disgusting. I've seen one up close and personal, and I want to do it again.
All right.
So, we were sitting around when we went to Milwaukee for that show and to hang out with Red Fox, and we were smoking pot, some Michigan Mud. And the idea came about that, like, hey, I have this phone, like, it does all this cool stuff. You know what? It would be cool if it did, if it kept track of. And I said, yeah, my poo. And Berger said, yeah, I'm going to Google that. And we were going to make a lot of money. We had it all planned out. We had a Kickstarter account going. And it was going to be fantastic. And then we looked up, and there was already a Pooplog app named Pooplog.
Of course!
And
of course.
It was coded by Kefsko, and we have Kefsko with us.
And they're
us.
Even using, what, the Bristol Stool Chart?
Yeah. And you know what? I've never heard anyone speak about the Bristol Stool Chart outside of Distorted
DV,
View.
My hero, Tim.
And I thought that was pretty cool.
I love you.
Kevin, how you doing, man?
Hey, not bad. How's it going?
It is going good. So, you have... You have the greatest app in all of app brain history right here.
In the world!
In the world, perhaps.
Thank you very much. I still use it almost every day.
I have to interject. I really want to know, have you made any money on the $99 click it? Have people clicked it and paid money?
I have not. I have not made 1 cent off of that click it app.
Well, here's what you do.
You just gave
a proof of concept just to play with the in-app billing APIs, and not one person has bought the $99.
Like, well, thought, you know, here's what you do. There are bored millionaires out there. So people that have the highest points or the highest number of times they pay the $99 get their name posted on a website somewhere, and you say, kudos, you're number one.
And
you have to, though, somehow show that that website
gold stars.
Is
gold, yeah. stars.
Gold stars. It's all about gold stars.
That's a great idea. I think I'll end up trying that.
But you got to cut me in for that because it was my
you
idea.
You got to sponsor the jam.
I'm Jewish. I'm Jewish.
We can have. He can have that one, Robbie.
That, okay. Just this once.
We were almost thinking if there was a way to just make an app that uses sensors and keeps track of everything, like just everything you do and
it's
all the
possible.
All the complaints you have. You could totally do that, right?
I saw this video from a while back, and it actually keeps a drone robot floating near you, proximity to where your phone is, and it'll float beside you like a foot or two away, and as you're walking down hallways, walking down the street, it just videos you, keeps your location, keeps the sound all around, and you got it like an archive of your life, man.
That, like a hologram thing. That's crazy. You just set it there, and there it goes.
It hovers beside you.
Amazing. So I was going to ask you, you kind of take advantage of that, like, it's like the red button thing, the moron test or whatever. Like, how long can you hold this button down? And you get people that are staring at their phones waiting for that timer to get to zero so they can click it again just to up their click-it score.
Yeah, it's weird. I've had no purchases, but I've had emails from people saying, you know, I really like the app. It's fun when I'm really bored.
Totally.
You know, that gives me a little more faith in humanity, hearing that nobody has paid to click it yet. So.
Really?
Congratulations, humanity.
Just because there's so many geeky people and there's so many, like, angel investors and people that have just, you know, what is it to them for...
I just wanted one. That's it.
Yeah, right. Like, and you can't even get that sometimes. I bet
Keep
if
waiting,
it was...
man. Keep waiting. There is that very bored, very wealthy,
yeah, he'll come.
Dumb person
His
out
name
there.
Is Kevin Rose, and no, he's not dumb. But he would, like, I can... Somebody like that, that, you know, was broke back in the day.
I know
day
that
and
you would
lucky.
Do it if you had the money to just
yeah,
throw away.
Yeah, I would, because I'd be like, I know what it was like.
Hey,
being a
I like you.
Bitch,
here.
And here's some fucking money, because it sucks. Like, this is what you do for your job? I saw something that you were... unemployed recently and you couldn't go to
Yeah, I know.
Google
I work
IO.
In a stupid retail store right now trying to pay bills, but I've got some websites and yeah, I get money from some ads and stuff like that, but no, I'd love to be doing this as a job. I'd love to be working at a company and just...
Here's what you do, man. So for every $100 or $99 that they contribute, you donate a kitten to a starving child in China.
Wait a minute.
What are they going to do with the kitten?
You know, they need
and
to
you
put
have
something
to
in the rice.
Them,
you know?
Have to give them a camera so that they can take pictures and then an internet connection so that they can post them somewhere and make it social, and there you go.
Yeah.
Kittens for chitlins.
Kittens on rice
for,
is what you call it.
Chinese kids?
Kitten dogs and cats for people who can't eat. Yeah. You made also the sleep screen app, which... I can't really see a use for it on a phone, but totally, if you had a tablet or something bigger that you couldn't, you know, just hit the button with one-handed, very useful.
Yeah, it was just an idea. I had my my brother and I were out for coffee, and he had this new tablet, and he was like, oh, you know, I hate that I have to keep picking it up to turn the screen off, and like, why can't I just hit a button on the screen to have the screen go off? And we looked for something that was out there, and there was nothing really that was out there that you didn't use root access for.
That's
so
great.
I just went and made one that seemed to work, and it worked. So.
It's like the simplest thing. It's just like an off button, but in software, and like nobody had made it.
I know. I don't understand why they haven't done that. And I'm wondering once Google TV comes out and I can start putting my apps on there, if I can maybe port that one to that, so then you don't have to, you know, somehow have an off button with an icon on the screen.
For sure. So you also, you do a site, or you used to, you still maybe, you own it, I'm sure, called Android Annoyances. Now, what we really did, we didn't bring you here to talk about the poop log. We didn't bring you here to talk about the Click-It. I brought you here so that you can listen to my girlfriend voice her Android annoyances. Now, Danny,
what
is your biggest Android annoyance?
The force close.
The fucking force close. Now...
You can have it
see
like
that
the
on
screen.
The site.
You can have the screen off. It's not doing anything, not running any kind of apps whatsoever. I wake up in the morning after it's being plugged in all night and just go
boom.
To turn the screen on to see what time it is, and then boom,
force
closed.
It's a Droid Incredible, and it's just the settings.
Not incredible.
It's not incredible. Force
that's
closing.
Horrible. That's an incredible annoyance.
It's the HTC horrible. But well, it's the settings
dot to the site then.
It's the settings.com and it just does it randomly. I think it's so funny.
It is. It's just completely random, and we took it in, you know, like a week after that, and well, they're like, "Oh, it's whatever. I don't know."
You take
it
to the phone store. Like they know shit. They're like, "I don't know." I'm supposed to just sell
it. What phone do you have, Danny?
It's the Droid Incredible.
Yeah.
That's not that incredible.
The Droid not incredible.
Like you said, it's an incredible annoyance.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Wow.
I want to see that.
Maybe I'll add that to the site because that sucks.
You should. I think that's a great site.
Alarm from running or something in the morning, and then you're totally screwed.
Dude, you should say that happened and totally fucking sue the shit out of them.
Do what?
Tell them I will take away this lawsuit if you unlock your bootloaders from here on out. No more locking that shit. You can lock it. You can lock it, but when I buy the phone, you have to hand me the fucking keys, okay? That's how that works. So I also saw that was one of the posts on there. Like, being a developer, does that just piss you off that it's like that?
Like what? Sorry, say that again. I missed your question.
Does it just piss you off that the bootloaders come locked, like being a developer? Because it pisses me off just being a user.
Yeah, I mean, but there's nothing you can really do about it, man. You just gotta
just work around it.
That's it, man. And it sucks, but that's the whole thing. You just gotta hack around it. And just
yeah. Why do they do that, though? Like, why do you suppose? What's the main reason that they do that? Just because it's mine? Is it a bragging thing?
Because
we can. Just to keep, like, some semblance of control over the device that they say is theirs, but you bought, you know?
I don't know, man. That's a good question.
Is it the same in Canada as it is here in the U.S. like that?
Say that again?
Is it the same in Canada?
You're breaking up, man. I really can't hear you now. I don't know what's
shit.
Going on.
No technology.
I know. Can you hear me now? No.
All right,
let's try, and we'll call you back.
Hey, man.
Womp,
wow.
Womp,
womp. Okay.
Fucking incredible failure.
I know, what the fuck? Microsoft buys Skype and all of a sudden it takes a big dump. It's because he's in Canada and we're here.
Yeah, I wouldn't that.
Are the torrents off?
Yeah.
You know what's really fucked up is when the 360 came out.
We'll send him a headset if we can get some donations.
Yeah, but if you're listening out there, I gotta tell you the social poop app sounds like you're sitting on a gold mine. In fact, you should have a site where you randomly sent pictures of your friends, like from Facebook, friends of their poop, and if you can correctly guess whose it is,
you should match poops with
yeah,
newborns.
Like trading cards.
Match poops with newborns, dude. My poop, my Bristol Stool Chart level 9 poop looks like your 2-day-old child.
Wow.
Oh,
and then you can
too,
like a game of Go Fish,
or do a Bristol fucking twat turd chart. Dude, do that. A Bristol, like a twat turd chart, man. Like a pretty
chart.
Baby all the way to a crazy fucking nasty, ugly, wrinkly, and prune baby. Those.
That's you'd
amazing.
Have to be careful about, like, having minority babies, because that would
you
come across
do
as racist,
different
I think.
Different levels.
Okay, so yeah. we're gonna work out, and he's going to try and get a headset, and after the vacation, we'll have him back on. We'll talk about more of the poop log. But yeah, basically there's he made an app because he had some doctor problems. You know what that's like? Having some poo problems?
Yes, dude. I had a colonoscopy.
Did your
lovely.
Doctor ever ask you to keep track of your
no.
poo?
No, it was more or less like, drink this shit so you will have no poo so I can shove a can
oh,
up
right.
your
right. We
asshole.
Don't need to look at your shit to no. see what's wrong with your
we
asshole.
Need to
I like
look
my
at
tools to stay
where
clean.
Where your shit is supposed to reside.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I can imagine that some people have, and you would...
Well, I mean, like, I used to work at the Heritage Place, which is an old folks' home up here, okay? And a lot of these old people and stuff like that, the nurses and registered nurses and the CNAs and all that have to keep track of each patient's, you know, their bowel movements and stuff. So they have to go around each day. Did you have a BM today, and what time, and how was it?
Oh, yeah, like for the medical business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Holy
mm-hmm.
shit.
They have to keep track of all
would
that.
Would you
want
to keep track
patients?
Of, do you want your patient's bowel information on your smartphone, though? Like,
well, I mean, that's why
you're showing
a lot
your
of people
girlfriend
have
pictures
a,
and
phone for work and a personal phone. Well,
honey, I told you not to take work home with you.
Yeah, so you're like showing her pictures of your baby, and then all
that's
of a sudden, like, this turd pops
on the
out.
Deck that my uncle, his nurse, took a picture of his poo because he had a poo in one of those little white containers that they sit on the tub or on the toilet so they can, like, you know, specimen your poo or look at it, make sure it's all right. Well, his looked like a black snowman. She said it was like, he said it was like the most perfect black snowman ever. And it was just, it looked like ice cream scoops, like the most perfect fucking ice cream scoops ever. And his nurse took a picture of it and was like, look at this poo. People are more disgusting than you think.
Oh, I know.
No, they are.
I know.
All of them.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
It's not just me.
But it's mostly you. It's not just you. But
no.
It's largely you. Okay. So, anything fun in the news there, Matt?
Huh? Oh, no. I wanted to say that I met the female 91-year-old version of Hubert from Family Guy.
Nice.
And it kind of creeped me out a little bit. And I understand what Chris is
you
going
through.
Did
he try to
rape
now. You?
No, just. Yeah, it was very, very subtle.
Candy in my basement.
Very subtle. It started with a wink. And then it ended with her hand kind of patting my butt as I walked by, and I kind of was like, I'm going to leave now. And But she was, like, really super nice, so I didn't want, you know, I mean, I'm sure it was just an accident.
No, it wasn't, dude.
We'll know next week if it happens again.
I'm telling you right
again.
Now, it was not an accident. You're a young, strapping man.
And she's like 91.
And
if it
like,
happens...
I can get my rocks off somewhere or another. I'm going to touch this boy's butt and I'm going to
think that happens.
Night.
Like, after menopause, you just call it quits.
Bullshit.
So is there
really?
An age when she
really?
Has to, like...
Ugh.
She definitely has to do
old,
the sleeping bag
dead.
Roll up of the boobs. But do you think the Vagilips, is she just roll those up too?
I'm just not even going to think about that.
Too much?
I appreciate it, though. Appreciate it. You want to follow that up with a good dead baby joke?
I could.
Jesus, Robin. So, you peed 8 or 9 times, and actually, like...
pee chart we need for Robbie.
4 times you peed in like, a 5-minute span.
Yeah.
I want to see that chart.
I like the last episode, right beforehand. He comes out of the bathroom, touches his chair with his left
then
hand,
walks back
and then darts back to the bathroom.
It makes
I'm
me
like,
happier, though, not to hold shit.
I'm like, you didn't even sit down.
He actually thinks people are listening, so he gets all nervous. I don't have the heart to tell him.
Listeners,
I've been doing
us.
This for too long to,
just
to notice,
us, bro.
You know, to know now that, like, I wasn't even nervous like that beforehand, though. I was just like, oh, I'm sitting in this guy's living room, probably going to get laid.
That just means I care.
But there's cameras everywhere, and I'm worried. I was worried that there was a camera in the bathroom, so I don't know
probably
why you're
was,
in there so
Matt,
damn much.
Can you admit this on the air, or you have to keep it a secret?
Wait, what?
About the bathroom camera.
Oh.
Is that too much?
Because I don't have to start having, like, waivers and shit.
Yeah, you don't have to start having to remove it.
There is.
That's just personal. That's
there
personal
is
use
no
only.
Bathroom camera. Come right. on. It's a lie.
You're like, look at all. Like, shut
you
up,
know,
Robbie.
The Kefsko site looks nice. I want that. I want the Jamhole site to look like that. And it says at the bottom, feel free to use any or all of the code. So I want to put it out to all of you. Feel free to make our site using that any or, and or all of that code. And then let me know. And we'll
so essentially do Matt's work for
we'll
him.
We'll move it. Yeah, why is this
will
my
say
work?
Thank you.
I host and edit and I quit as the web guy. I quit that job. So...
So, Burger, it's all on you, man. We know you're the one.
Anyone.
Listener.
Just feel fucking free. That's what mine's going to say at the bottom. Feel fucking free to use any of this or all of this because, you know, we did. But very nice and clean. Like, I really... Like, can you imagine... Here's the link to a site in the chat. Can you imagine our site, but, like, in this theme? I think that would be great.
Is this... A non-profit?
No, that's his.
Oh,
the
yeah,
guy we were
right,
talking
right,
to.
Right.
Gotcha. Kefsko site.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, sure. Like, can you imagine, like, my nice long blog posts, my 1,000-word essays?
It's very large text, though.
It looks beautiful on this widescreen, though.
Mm. You have too much text, ma'am.
You think?
Yeah.
Can you port that over?
That would be entirely too much.
Do I just need to write less?
No, what I'm saying, though, is it would just be too much space to take up for our stuff.
Well,
too much.
Do we just have too much?
Mm-hmm. A much too much?
Just much too much.
Much too much.
So MDS is coming for the third year in a row. Very exciting. And right now he's in Vegas at.
And who's so jealous?
Dude, he's fucking like we're on Google Plus using Huddle, like messaging with the Kalispell meetup group. I don't know if you're in that group, you'll probably got those messages and one after another, just like stop it, blowing up my phone. But yeah, he's like throwing out all the names of these people that he's meeting. He's like, oh, I just got to shake the hand of the dude that fucking started 2600. I'm like, you motherfucker.
You know you'd be doing the same damn thing.
No, I know. But stop texting me that. I don't want to.
He knows that you're going to be jealous, so he's going to tell you.
And I am, thank you.
What do we do on this show? We fuck with people.
Yeah,
and
well.
And what he's doing, he's fucking with you.
Not funny.
So you know what, MDS?
Not funny.
MDS, I commend you, sir. I commend you.
All right. That needs a little.
High five, sir.
We'll see. We'll see when someone's getting chopped up by a dude in a Jason hockey mask out in the woods where no one can hear you scream. Are you so excited
for
this? Yeah. You know there's actually an iron clawed porcelain tub like outside with a fire pit underneath it?
Dude, you know, I used to use one of those to scold pigs.
Nice.
After you shoot them or whatever and you clean it, or you throw them in a scalding hot tub like that.
Of course.
You start your fire and shit, get the water boiling, throw it in there, and it scolds off all the hair.
You let them watch you do it, because the fear just marinates.
They do get fucking scared.
Fucking
you shoot
A.
one in the middle of a pen, they all go down in a corner. They're like, oh, fuck this. But no, you use that to get off all the hair, because it's a pain in the ass when you're cleaning them, because you have these little tiny fucking bristle hairs.
I just flash fry them, just...
Yeah, but when you're cleaning it, you don't want hair all over
gross,
your meat.
But it goes away after a minute.
It works very well.
But anyway, so he's down there at DEF CON and also at the same time as the Black Hat Convention. And usually around this time of year, amazing hacks and leaps forward in security, breaking offensively, you know, stuff to, like, break shit. So some dude presented.
You speak?
I am speaking.
You're like
I'm
stuttering.
Forming my words.
Follow the blue bouncing ball, Matt.
These dudes came out with a thing that's like, yo, this is how we can remotely hack your insulin pump and kill you if we wanted to. There, I said it.
Good.
If you have an insulin pump, you can get it hacked and die.
Well,
good
so
to
there.
Know.
Fucking A.
I know a few.
Like, what happened? I don't know. He just started breathing.
This is weird.
Weird. It was shortly after he got his prescriptions.
This is the That's fourth time
awesome.
This month.
Yeah. Shit. And then also, I thought this was pretty cool. It's called the Wasp. I'll put a link to this in the chat for you to see it. It's pretty interesting. What it basically does is it flies. It's an unmanned drone that you can buy. And on board it has Wi-Fi hacking equipment. Mm. So basically when you're war driving with your netbook with Backtrack just hacking WEP all day, you could do it from this thing remotely. Like you could fly it over a Wi-Fi point in a house and it would pop its fucking shit.
Nice.
And then give you the key. Isn't that great?
It's pretty awesome.
It's a fucking... It can also pretend to be a GSM cell phone tower, so you can eavesdrop on people making phone calls and text messages.
So you got like a
that's
board meeting
cool.
or something.
Now is that cool?
Versus spy shit.
Right? That's some like what Kevin Mitnick got arrested for shit. That's so fucking nuts. $6,190 if you got all the materials. That's
not
what
that
it
bad.
Would cost. Which is a fraction of the cost of a spy plane, which basically is what it fucking is.
Yeah.
Now, if you could add, you know, if it could really hack, like WPAPSK, like Rainbow Table shit, then that would be cool. It probably just does WEP, because that's easy, and it can be done in, like, the time that it takes to fly over a spot. Mm-hmm. Styrofoam plane body, plastic propeller, and foam tires, circuit boards and wires. Boom!
Done, son.
I'm on your network, and you're making phone calls, and I can hear you.
Bruja.
I can hear you. Is that creepy?
It's a little creepy.
All right. I want one. We should do that when everyone's here. We should do that and build one. And then just steal everybody's shit. Allegedly. You know.
Okay.
Robbie?
Yes.
Are you coming rafting with us?
Fuck yeah, man.
Are you coming cabin camping with us?
Perhaps.
You got to work, maybe?
I might have to go... You know, choke a bitch.
How's your job?
It's awesome. I'm about to start working as a school counselor for Flathead High School.
Yeah?
On top of my current job. It's going to be bittersweet.
Wait, at FHS?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's through Northwest Medical.
I taught there, too, so high fives. You're going to be somewhere there. Yeah,
I can't believe you taught at the school I went to. Like, that's so weird.
Isn't that awesome?
Can I admit to a fear,
though?
You're
going to be a counselor.
You know what pisses me off? Like, when I went there, that place was kind of a dump. We didn't have flat screens and fucking all that cool shit. Like, they fucking did so much remodeling and made it so much cooler. And now I have to fucking see it, and I'm like,
I'm going to admit on the air, I have a very deep-seated phobia that's unwarranted. Well, here's the deal, dude. So I have a fear of some 16 or 15-year-old girl being like, date me, or I'll say you raped me. And I'll be like, why can't it be neither? Why can't I just do my fucking job and you leave me alone?
No, because girls are whores and that's how it works, buddy.
What you need to do is you need to never, ever be by yourself.
Yeah.
Ever.
Just like, hey, why does your guidance counselor always have his webcam recording? That's so weird.
There you go.
Just trust me. I need it. I need this.
Just trust. It's okay. Hey, did
you
see
awesome
that?
Content on the show
that
I'm not going to name that I
is
do.
Is that a spy plane?
Yeah.
Weird.
Saving my ass again.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. I've seen that movie. I've seen that part played out in multiple Hollywood films.
Because that shit's real,
it
dude.
It never ends well.
It's not. No. It doesn't
what
pay
would
to be
you
beautiful,
do?
Man.
What would you do?
I'd have to counter blackmail. I'd have to have put on her to, like,
I'd have to
we
make
both
sure.
have something
will,
we don't want revealed.
I will fucking rape you if you do that.
I'd have to make sure I have a file on every single person
apparently.
I see.
That's a lot of work, man. That's a lot of overtime. Just to keep from going to jail for nothing.
Yes, it is.
How many people do you think have gone to jail for nothing for that, though?
Quite
so you need to watch your ass, because not a lot of people are going to believe you over the 16-year-old girl.
It's easy for women to cry over nothing. They just have to think of their old pet dog that died.
Well,
they say they raped me.
That'll happen.
I can't make myself cry. It kind of sucks.
I can.
I'm not a 16-year-old petty little bitch either.
Yeah. Well, comes with the territory.
I just need to walk around wearing a shirt that says, just don't do it, you know?
Just
so
don't.
A point
just
of shirt.
Say no. Get one of their old DARE t-shirts.
Yeah,
just say no.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a
well,
stupid fear.
I'm glad you're happy. Is
yeah.
that happiness? Is that
well,
the
it's,
American
I have, I've had the same
dream?
Part-time job for 3 years, so it's been good to have a little change.
3 years?
Yeah,
wow.
Man. Time slips by. If you let
doesn't
it.
You give up your dream and
just
and,
die a little every day.
Exchange for a 9-to-5. And
it's terrible. Someday my dreams will be less distant.
But what if they're not? Like, what if this is
this
it?
As good as it gets? It's all downhill from here. Then I'm living your world, Matt.
It only gets worse. Just wait till you start, like, getting all sick and, you know, having real problems.
Yeah, right.
Wait till internal organs stop functioning.
Dude, my grandmother's 86, and she's lost the ability
yes,
to taste
I
food.
I can't imagine.
Could you imagine not being able to taste food anymore if everything tastes like paper? Like, how would you want to live anymore?
A lot cheaper, that's for damn sure.
So you just start eating paper? You
just start buying the Western salt. Family shit.
Yeah, right.
You know, just
fine
I mean,
cuisine
that
to
would
me.
Suck, dude. I'm a chef.
How would
right,
it matter?
Man? That would just suck.
It would
because
suck.
If you can't
if
taste
needed...
anymore, like, think about me. You know, if I were to lose my taste now.
If I needed a taste transplant, would you give me the taste buds?
Would you cut your
maybe
tongue off
maybe because then
you'd
actually eat real shit. You'd be like, oh my god, broccoli does
new...
taste amazing.
Wow,
poop
this
app.
Tastes like shit.
No.
That's the new poop app.
Like,
right
why
there.
Does everything taste like vagina? This is weird. I knew it.
Then you know what semen tasted on. Like. You'd be like, yeah, what?
It's called wiping backwards, man. Front to back.
I'm proud of you, Robbie. At least you're I like your what is it? Your drive. I like your optimism.
Well, the thing is I'm actually going to keep my old job too, so I'm just never going to have a day off.
Just so on the back burner.
If I get all Scrooge McDucky and just like grumpy on the on the show,
if I like
you know why.
Crash my car getting out of your driveway, you'll know why.
Yeah.
Well,
just end it all.
Whatever works.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be cool.
So
let's hit at least a couple news points, just so the new people listening know that's what we do.
Florida?
Well.
Hmm? Yeah. Okay, check this out.
You stop harping on my state, man.
I don't,
every week
hey,
it's Florida
I do
this
not,
or that.
You're
I don't
picking
sort,
them out.
I don't sort these by state.
You're picking them out.
I sort them by
awesomeness.
You guys listen to this and you get the
you can't,
newest.
You can't group me in with these fuckers, though, okay?
I'm just saying.
I'm one of the few that came up out of that state. It is a complete, utter fucking failure.
That
right?
hasn't had at least three felonies on record.
Or children, or
one,
dumpster babies, or portalette babies.
Yeah. Never given birth in a toilet.
No.
Check.
Yeah.
So this is just your normal everyday robbery. Four men, ski masks. They ambushed a couple sitting in a pickup truck. Just like, give me your ride. The robbers forced the man into a waiting vehicle. And two of the robbers got into the pickup truck with the woman. The masked men used flex cuffs to bind the man's and the woman's wrists.
All right.
And drove them to the man's house. When they arrived at the house, the police found the man's wife, his mother, and two children inside the home. Then the robbers tied up the whole family, beat up the man, roughed up his wife, and then took jewelry and money. But and wait, they took off thousands of dollars in cash and jewelry. Make your little Jew boner get hard. Yeah. Huh, Robbie? You like that?
Shiny.
Jewelry. Shiny gold gems.
Where's his gold pouch, dude? You know he keeps
it's around his neck. I know it.
You gotta get it. I know and don't give me that fake fucking Jew gold.
Them, yeah.
Can't give don't give me bag. That fake fucking Jew gold.
You give me the real
God
bag.
Damn it, Kyle. Before leaving, of course, then, the robbers brought the man's girlfriend into the home and introduced her to his wife. Susan, this is best.
See, you had to do some footwork to set that shit up.
Right?
That's like,
you had to know the backstory of this man.
There's motive, so, definitely.
90% of all robberies are from people they knew. Especially if they introduce the man's girlfriend to his wife, his mother, and his two fucking kids. She's probably
that's
like,
harsh, man.
You said you didn't have no kids. What the fuck is this shit? I bet this ain't even real
had a wife. I mean,
I bet
you
don't got
wife,
no jewelry neither. Well, I had some. Shit. No more, though.
But that's it was my wife, up. So no, I didn't really want
to. I swear my tubes are tied now, though. I promise. Then he said the robbers left them all together in the house. Said peace.
But
hey, discuss amongst yourselves. Please. Robbers are in their mid-20s and early 30s. Police recovered the vehicle.
I'll bet you if they get arrested, though, they get props in jail. Like, they get treated like kings just for the story.
If you have info, you can call Crime Stoppers at 305-471-8477. Tips. Someone should call and be like, dude, please tell me how this ended up.
Like, I know. I want to know.
Was it? I know. Did they? I'm picturing, like, Tasmanian Devil Dust. Devil-like style with, yeah.
Let me get the baby pool full of KY jelly. You guys,
is that what you were thinking? That's where you went with
a wrestling match determine where my heart lies.
The winner gets to go home with me. Ah, who am I kidding? I'm a polygamist. You're both coming home with me. Come on.
Loser gets the kids.
Fuck, yeah.
It's terrible.
So,
what else?
That's what happens. Now, story from fast food. Are we ready for this?
Oh yeah.
Naked people in fast food.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a given all the time.
Where
man.
If you were going to be naked, what fast food place would you be at?
McDonald's.
Burger King, bitch.
I'm gonna go with Wendy's just because I know how it goes in the story.
Okay.
Oh, whatever.
Downtown Tyler, Texas. 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon, just chilling, eating my fucking junior baked cheeseburger, ketchup only, spicy nuggets and frosty.
Mm-hmm.
Police say a man walked into the restaurant, fully clothed, went right to the bathroom. When he came out...
Naked time.
Naked time. What's up? He just rolled through...
You don't need pants for the victory dance.
That's true. He wanted to have sex with people, apparently. I mean, why else? You're either naked because you're A, taking a shower, or B, about to have sex with people.
He just needed a sign that said, we'll fuck for food.
Well, they're like 99 cents, I mean,
hey.
If you eat cheap. You know, you could go all out and get the fucking pound burger, pound square, disgusting fucking burger.
It's weird. Square patties is kind of strange.
So the cops took him to the mental evaluation hospital.
We got fast food there? No, sir. No.
Motive? Like, if you were going to go somewhere to fuck people, is a fast food place, like, your destination?
No,
because everyone there is overweight.
I would hit up,
like
either a bank or, yeah, there you go, a club. Or a whorehouse.
Yeah, bordello.
I'm just saying, I mean.
The question is, if he walked out of that bathroom with enough money in his hands, would the story have unfolded differently?
Mm-hmm.
He's like,
I met the love of my life at a Wendy's. He came out naked.
He was such nice shapes.
Oh, man.
The green one. The green shape.
Okay. If you were a girl, what would be the best murder weapon that you would have on you if you're getting dressed up and going out?
Chicks usually carry a taser the heart. Or like a stun gun or shit.
High heel shoe.
Hey, that works just as well. A stiletto right? at that. It needs to be 9-inch stiletto.
9-inch stiletto made of silver.
And steel. Don't you get
wood.
The wooden ones. No, not the wooden ones.
Well,
they break.
If it's
they
a
break.
Vampire.
No, they break. Fuck it.
That's
steel.
The point, though.
There are no damn vampires
around
here.
What about a rubber dildo?
Whoa. Use a stake.
No one wants to get beaten up by a dildo.
Medium rare.
No, you gotta use the metal stakes, dude.
Or a dildo. Right? If it'd have to be hard enough, though.
Well, I don't know. That big rubber one that you have is huge. Like, it's
thank
big
you.
Enough
you
to do the job.
Out.
Thank you. Yeah. Do I sense a tad bit of penis envy?
I'm glad mine's not purple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
I got circulation going on.
This woman's name is Thelma Carter. She's 46. Charged with murder.
Murder! Hang on. Burger said Planned Parenthood for going places naked to fuck
yeah.
people. Because that's definitely a good place
I
to
don't
score
know, man.
Some very sad, depressed, and very, what do you call it, unconfident
by
women.
The way, uncomfortable. I have to interject. When
terrible
I was in college.
Parents?
When I was in college, I was the poor,
you
poor
You went to
student.
College?
Yeah. And,
what the hell are you doing?
So check it. I needed money, and there was no sperm bank in town.
Of course.
But I was like, oh, I gotta donate. Because
that's
sperm.
The normal college go-to.
That's what
when
we
you
do,
money.
Right.
You call your parents, and then you go to the sperm bank.
So I called Planned Parenthood, not knowing any better, and saying, do you accept sperm donations? The girl was so pissed, like, we don't do that here, sir. Click! And just, like, hung up on me.
Like, it's my fault I have balls and produce semen.
Yeah.
And was, you know, willing to help humanity forward.
Yeah,
but
you're apparently
the
bitch. That doesn't, they don't like sperm donations. Is the moral of the story.
Oh, okay, so just Robbie giving you guys a PSA.
FYI. Okay, good.
We just got $5 from there. She's currently sitting in jail in Augusta, Georgia, because she is accused. Yeah, accused of killing 58-year-old Robert Higdon, a friend who shared a trailer with her.
Failure of
account. We're trailer buddies. See this thing? We went in halvesies on it. Knew the cook used to bake meth in there. She said the two had a altercation regarding a puppy that they also shared together.
Huh.
I mean, if you can't make a trailer work, like, how are you going to share a puppy?
There's a hole in her story. She lives in a trailer, but she knows the word altercation?
No, that's the police.
Oh, okay, okay.
They
okay.
know the word. But also impressive. Mm-hmm. It is Augusta, Georgia. No offense. You're listening from there. It wasn't until Monday that she called the cops and let her know what happened. Let them know what happened.
Hmm.
He put his hands on her. She took her shoes off and douche!
Done.
In the head. In
high
the
fives.
Fucking head.
I give that kudos, man. That's pretty cool.
She told the cops she left the trailer that night after the fight and got a hotel with her boyfriend. This guy? Not my boyfriend. He's my trailer buddy. My boyfriend is over there at the fucking Motel 8.
He lives in a van down by the river.
Right, you know. He's doing drugs right now.
Yeah.
When she didn't hear from the guy, she got worried, returned home, found him lying in the same spot he had fallen the day before. So she didn't even know he was dead. She just, like, right. booked it when he hit the ground and was like, peace out.
I'll deal with this shit later.
I'm going to my boyfriend's house.
Peace.
It's too early to tell how many times he was hit in the head due to the blood at the crime scene, but an autopsy is scheduled as soon as their mortician
figures
out.
You're
going to
go with multiple times. Leave it at that.
The shoe was more of a wide heel, so not the real thin and narrow type. I guess it was just the blunt force of it, said the cop.
Wow.
Knocked the fuck out. Is that like crackhead rage?
I pictured maybe. Like the guy that puts the powder on the hand and slap a bitch. It's just like the girl's version, you know? She takes the shoe off and just
knocks him out.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Hey, buddy.
You think you would have seen it coming, like she's undoing her laces?
You would
like, what
think.
Are you doing? Why the shoe?
High heels, off? I'm guessing she probably didn't have laces, and she just slipped it off, grabbed it, and hit him
true.
With the heel. And that's, you go for the eye with those, okay? You stab the
unless it's a
you've
vampire.
Done this before, huh?
Because then you go for the heart.
I am a woman.
She has stabbed people.
I am a woman. I have been raped before.
No, I know what you
allegedly.
Do when you stab somebody with a high heel.
Right. Because for some reason women need defensive
I imagine the jugular class. Though. You could up the neck. You could
with a high heel.
Sure,
that's a pretty precise blow. And I'm thinking if you're a crackhead, you're probably shaking a little bit.
True. All right, for the neck, for the jugular.
Yeah.
No, that's not a precise blow. Not with a heel.
With a heel?
All you're doing is just douche to the neck, and then you're going to hit the fucking artery.
Just carry a fucking gun. It's so much easier. So much less messy. Blunt force trauma.
Have you seen me stab somebody with a heel? No.
Blunt force trauma is so
messy. I have other ways.
But you got close neighbors with a trailer park, generally.
Hey, what are you trying to say?
They'd hear the gun.
Well.
You don't want to deal with that. You take your shoe off, man. It's quiet.
They don't even know what to do at that point.
True.
All right, I'm going to tell you all a story.
Okay.
This is kind of effed, I guess. No, it is. No, Tucson, definitely. Arizona. The federal grand jury in Tucson is giving a 5-count indictment against these gents. Dario Castillo, he's 23, Ramona Zuniga, he's 29, both of Maricopa, Arizona, for conspiracy to deprive persons of civil rights and civil rights deprivation under color of law. Under African American of law. Here's what they did.
Okay.
While on duty, they allegedly forced 4 Mexican nationals. These guys work for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Border Patrol, if you will.
On the Mexican side.
Federal Border Patrol, basically.
The Federales.
Right.
Yeah.
So 4 Mexican nationals, they were legally present in the U.S. and smuggling marijuana, so they made them eat the pot, remove their shoes, socks, all their outerwear, and instead of arresting them, they set fire to all their shit and left them
naked
to basically fend for themselves with no readily available shelter and resources within miles on an evening when the temperature was approximately 40 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
So like 120 in the day,
and they're just high out of their minds,
night, just
tripping on weed.
Hey, what's this? Well, I don't know. I don't think it probably wasn't very good weed, right?
Yeah, but you eat enough of it, you know.
That's true. If I'm thinking like 5 tons of it, and he's eat it all.
Do it.
You want to smuggle pot, huh? You want to be a big boy? Fucking eat it.
It's like the first victim in 7.
Yeah, right. they're going to get 10 years. Well, the maximum is 10 years.
That's it?
Federal prison, $250,000 fine, or both. So like one or the other, or both.
Hmm. That's 4 counts of attempted murder. I don't know. I would call that.
No, it's not
murder.
Though. They're calling it deprived. What was it? It was a tampering with a witness and deprivation of civil rights, and then conspiracy to deprive persons of civil rights.
Hmm.
So it's not. That's weird. Is it because that they weren't?
It's because they were Mexican.
Well, right. They're not U.S. citizens.
They're not really
so
people in Americans'
like,
eyes.
You don't have rights here, really.
Just saying.
What
I
a
don't
bunch
agree
of dicks.
That,
and on top of that, I guess, the drug charges, huh? They're like, well, they were smuggling pot. And they're like, well, you did burn all their shit and tell them to roam the desert. Not very nice. Dana, what are you coloring?
I'm coloring our poster because I think it's cool.
All right. So
I'm getting there. I see my shirt's
productive.
Colored now.
Yay. So in one episode of the Jam Hole, you've managed to color your sweater green.
Is hey, that that's the a pretty actual badass color.
It's baby steps, Matt.
Is that
baby
the
steps.
Actual color of that sweater?
No, my sweater is green.
Oh.
But it's not that brightly green. But
well, of
so,
course.
But it's a cartoon picture. You look like Beavis. You don't look like Beavis
you
in
do.
Real life.
It's Butthead, actually. No? Yeah, it's Butthead.
No, he looks like Beavis.
Really?
Beavis is the blonde one.
Yes.
He looks like he has
look
dark
at his
hair
mouth. Their mouths look
okay.
the same.
All right, I'll give you that.
He's more of a Beavis kid anyway.
He's got the like 13-year-old.
If you're wondering what we're talking
stash.
About, I think I took a picture of it on the TwitPic and Facebook
so
and all
I.
that shit. So, yeah. Did you take a picture of the actual posters?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just put up the JPEG of it. If you guys want, you can just, like, save it and print them out. Because it is a cool-looking picture. Our friend Luke drew that. Pretty yeah. sweet.
I'm glad you didn't have me, like, sleeping in the corner.
Yeah, right? I think he drew that before you were...
I was there.
Sleeping.
I just wasn't on the show, so...
Right. Right. So, well, okay. Anything else? I know you got to get out of here.
I'm good.
This
I'm
is
good.
The beginning of my vacation. Very excited to go camping.
Do you
want to
mention your friend?
What?
He came here earlier or no?
No, that's all right.
No? Okay.
I did at the beginning.
Did you? Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
Yeah,
before we started.
Oh.
I don't think he wants it publicized.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
He's wanted by the law.
Something like that. Yeah. It blew my mind to see him roll up, though. I was like, holy shit.
Totally out of the blue. Like, what the
fuck? It's been a while.
I was like, no way. Shut up. Anyway, so no, I'm good. But.
Okay. Well, MDS, I hope you don't get your shit hacked while down at DEF CON and put up on the wall of sheep.
Yeah.
Very excited for that t-shirt you got me, though. So, whitewater rafting.
Caucasian
cabin
water
camping,
rafting, actually.
Sorry.
PC.
Right.
And Anglo-Saxon.
Oh, there it is. There
fuckers.
It is.
Right.
Well, if you want to, you know, go that far. I do not.
That's too PC. That's too PC.
Too soon. if you have questions, you can text or call 406-848-1739. You can leave a message for the show at 406-204. What is it?
What?
I want Danny to say what the rest of the number is.
Do it now!
406-204-4687.
That a
she
girl.
Knows numbers.
Spells
yes.
Hot pee or
yeah.
Got pee?
Either or.
Yay!
It's totally and completely up to you. And I'll make a page to gemhole.com/525 for all the live show stuff. Are you excited for this? Have
fucking
you
it'll be fun.
Have you planned anything at all? Or
I've planned being there.
Nice.
Can we somehow arrange midgets and balloons? That's my dream.
Our budget, actually, we're over budget as is.
So we can't afford them. Oh, we're over budget.
Not unless you have an investor and or midgets. Someone that just wants to give us money just for the fuck of it.
Okay.
So that we can have a party.
That means you, Burger.
Invest in this party.
That's right. That you could wish you were at.
Everything's on credit right now. Hey, you're Jewish. You follow that? Did we just get downgraded? Did the U.S. government's credit get downgraded?
My sources say yes.
What's up with that? What does that
What's
mean?
What's the deal with the American government?
What does that mean? That we just can't borrow anymore? Or like we get a higher interest rate when we borrow? Or what?
I think it means that we, as a nation,
right.
pack our bags and move to Mexico.
Where our dollar's actually fucking worth something?
Yeah, it's probably the peso will be a step up at that point.
Someone on Twitter, I think it was Christian Lander, the stuff white people like guy. I bet he hates that. Like, hey, you're the stuff white people like guy. Hey, you're the poop log guy. You, dude, Kefsko, dude, you are going to forever be remembered as the poop log guy. And I think that is fucking awesome.
Yeah, don't let that be your high water mark.
That's right.
Above the waterline mark.
Don't do it. I mean, we have the dickhole guy. That guy, he made a video of himself sticking his little fucking finger in his little fucking dickhole.
Oh,
now
no.
Forever, he is known as the dickhole guy. Like, that's awesome.
That does not get him laid, I'm
he
sure.
He did die of AIDS, though, I heard, so I guess.
You think he had AIDS under his fingernail? Is that what happened?
No, I think he shared needles and fucked gay dudes. That's what happened, but, you know.
That's where he veered.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe that's how it got into his body. I don't know.
He probably just made the dick hole too big with the finger.
What are you going to be known as?
Me?
Yeah, like when you die, what are you going to be
guy?
Known as?
I'm Danny of the Jam Hole.
That Jewish
I'm
guy?
Good. I'm good with that.
The guy who I stole the
can you, is that
gold
you
from
could
his
be...
neck from?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, gold neck boy.
Gold neck thief boy. Is that something you can be proud of? Are you proud of that?
Depends. Am I going to get rich before I do die?
No.
Because then I'll be proud.
Gonna it's, guess no. Absolutely
I mean,
because
either way, it can go, you know, you can go either way
Are
right now.
Are you going to learn to program?
It's all right. I can go either way right now. It's all right.
I think that's the only way to really make, like, a lot of money in a short amount of time. You got to make an app and make it good.
Or you just
got to
have the right
stars.
Dirt on the right person.
Just got to make gold stars and mm-hmm. just be like an app. Like, every time you click it, you get a gold star and you can pay money to click it. Like times two or times three. And that's how much times I charge your fucking credit
card.
Are
you good card. At clicking? Let's find out.
Fucking
But you have to have a virus that like automatically attaches secretly with the app that like can't stop clicking it. Like your computer automatically now is
like
clicking.
Like it just holds it down.
Yeah, yeah,
it's like
yeah.
I'm done clicking. I'm just holding down yeah. at this point.
Like the Keno machines, people put their cards in it.
Yeah. Like that totally defeats the purpose of playing the game. If you just like put your card in, you know, like I'll be right back.
You're not playing the game. You're trying to win money. You don't give a fuck about watching the stupid lights.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. You're
I think
to win
some
money.
People do.
I like the games.
The older
yeah, sure.
people, I think.
If I'm broke yeah. and I'm probably playing a dollar, Like, that's when I'm having fun playing a game.
Because that's all I can do with a dollar here is fucking put it in a Keno machine,
pretty
much.
Like,
can't buy candy anymore.
If I'm playing
19.
To win money, I'm playing the simplest of simple games. You don't play the ones that fucking have bonus rounds or light up stupid things.
And I play 5 cents.
Dude, for a
no,
dollar?
No, you play fucking 50 cents each time.
For a dollar, Robbie will blow you.
For a dollar, you can't even buy a 99-cent hot and spicy McChicken sandwich.
I know, what's up with that? You remember when candy bars were 50 cents?
Yeah,
and when a junior bacon cheeseburger was 99 cents?
We are broke. Fuck.
Sucks.
I went to the gas station the other day looking for a candy bar under a buck. I had the hardest motherfucking time finding one candy bar under a buck.
Yep.
I found the
grand. You gotta get
the
old bargain stale shit.
No, the 100 grand.
Okay, so
that's under a buck.
What I was going to say originally was that, well, this is great. I think this is hilarious that Christian Landers said something about everyone that's or the tea party. They should have to sit down and play The Sims. And I said, like, you should just make every government official have to sit down and play The Sims, because if you fail at that, like, then you know, if you can't like run a sim, you know. You can't run the world. It was funnier on Twitter.
Okay, that's great. I'm proud of you. Thank you for that.
Well, if you're on the plane, we'll see you when you get here. If not, we'll see you. We're doing a show Monday.
Sure. Yeah,
vacation. Monday. First day.
You can pretend I wasn't here today.
Are you going to be here Monday?
Sure.
Robbie?
Why not?
We're going to have a party.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Be here. It's going to be great.
Party, hardy.
All right, all the shit is at facebook.com/thejamhole podcast. Just click events, and if you want times, dates, or any of that stuff, we have a few spots left for the raft trip and the cabin trip. If you want, going to be fun. Going to barbecue and look at the stars where there's zero light pollution.
That's right.
Super excited. And we'll see you guys Monday. Peace.
Goodbye.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.